Hi, welcome to the Berry Nation podcast, where we support the bariatric community with humor, humility, and honesty. I'm April.
I'm Jason.
I'm Natalie.
And today, the three of us are doing a summer study check-in. Yeah. We're about 2 weeks into summer, and we thought we really wanted to check in with our friends often because we have the goal of remaining steadily aligned to the things that we want to accomplish this summer. And 2 weeks is about when things start to get real. We start to realize like, oh, that is not going well, or this is going well. So yeah. So we just want to check in with each other and see where we're at, see what we have realized and noticed, any aha moments, takeaways, and then how are we going to shift, or how are we going to course correct? How are we going to pivot so that we do end the summer accomplishing what we want to get done. So if you guys are ready, I say, let's just dive in.
Let's do it.
All right. First things first, what are our summer study goals? What were the things that we wanted to focus on this summer? Jason, I'm going to have you go first.
Mine was, I just wanted to start tracking, kind of get an eyeball on what exactly was causing kind of a little bit of my regain, my bounce back that I've been having, and just kind of the fact that I've been seeing some changes that I'm not really a huge fan of. So just kind of trying to figure out a way to get back on track towards where I want to be and where I've already been. So I knew the first thing to that was had to collect some data and start tracking. So
yes. Awesome. Yeah. Now, what about you?
For me, it's just being consistent. Consistent in my day-to-day, the mundane life, because I've never really been consistent in my life. It's always been extreme one way or the other. And so that's been my goal, is just to make sure that I'm staying consistent with, you know, my eating, my tracking, my movement, water, like just making sure that I am steady and I have my routine set, because my summer is very busy and very chaotic. So I'm just trying to get prepared.
Yes. Well, and mine are very much aligned to really both of yours, right? Like I am too experiencing some regain. I want to reverse this. I want to get it under control. And I really wanted to establish some new habits and routines. And the summer is perfect for me because not only is it, I'm on summer break, but I also like physically move. So I've got new location, right? New everything. It's just, it can be a bit of a fresh start. So yeah, to establish these new healthy routines, to understand regain, and to really, you know, I kind of want to do some deep learning around why I'm having such a difficult time figuring it out, right? Or just doing what I need to do to really kind of maintain that low weight that I saw. Okay. So now we've all recapped our goals. So how is it going so far? So Jason, your main goal was like tracking.
Yeah. I have figured out that while it's easy to do once you've started, once you've got your baseline down, for me, I've found the difficulty in just getting the meals built in the tracking app. So I've been using MyFitnessPal and going through that and just kind of building out. Like they have some of the stuff where you can just kind of scan and go, and that makes it easy. But I don't do a lot of scan and go things. Like you guys know, I love to cook. I love to meal prep. I love to do all the things. And a lot of that stuff, you can't just put a barcode on. So you have to go in there and like manually build as you go. And you got to measure out stuff. And I just, cause I'm not a measure guy. I just grab it and go, like, I know what looks good, feels good, tastes good. So I just kind of go that way. So Sarah's kind of been helping me a lot with the building out of the meals and things like that. So while I have not been a religious 7 day a week tracker, I've tracked more now than I have since I've had surgery. So it's better in a sense that I'm getting an eyeball on some of the things that I do need to adjust, but I have found that the data, like we talk about a lot, like the data legitimately is needed, because where I thought I was doing really good on some stuff, I've realized that I could be doing better on those things. Not necessarily that I'm really just off the rails and freaking the hell out, but I can rein it in quite a few areas where it would make a difference in what I'm seeing every day.
Well, and again, you bring up a really great point, which is something that I think we all do. We think that we're doing really well, right? We can, our brains can convince us that, oh no, I did that, or no, I ate that proper amount, or that, you know, what I had wasn't, you know, wasn't that bad, you know, or the mistake that I found I was falling into, if it said keto or low carb, then it was like, oh, it doesn't count. Like it's just, it's magic food. There's no macros to it whatsoever.
None of them.
No calories.
No calories. No, until I put it in my tracker and I was like, Jesus, my 500 calorie snack. Anyways, I digress, right? Yeah, no, I mean, the power of the tracker, there is a lot of power there. It also,
well, that's one of the things that I really did find, because I was blowing through like protein bars as snacks. Like at night when I would get sugar cravings, I would grab one and just go for what I knew. And it wasn't always like conscious, given like dive bars and things that are good for me. I would do like the Dr. Robert Fit Crunch bars and those kind of shits. And I was doing my Aldi bars, and Rob like about shit himself on that, because when he finally went through, he's like, read me the label. And I started reading it to him, and he was like, are you fucking crazy? And I'm like, sorry, man. He's like, throw them in the trash. I was like, oh shit, sorry. Like, so I haven't had one of those since he yelled at me. And but yeah, I mean, even going to some of those things at night where I'm looking and I'm like, it's between 200 and 300, sometimes 350 calories that I don't need to be having. And it doesn't really, like, it's not the same as like just kind of plowing through a scoop of peanut butter or something like that, just to kind of dull the craving for the sweet. So it's those things that have really, like, I've gotten to the point now where I haven't had a bar, one of those bars, in weeks, because it's just like, why bother? When you see that, it's something about physically seeing that and watching your number, like you've got a padding, a number of this. And once you see that shit go, whoosh, you know, go way down, it's like watching a bank account. You say shit go below a certain level and you're like, danger, danger. I'm like, no. And so to be able to stay with where I want to stay, I just have to make better choices when it comes to stuff like that, because that late night will get you if you're not careful.
Yes.
It adds up quickly. Well, and it's, you know, and we are working hard to not think about food as being good or bad, right? Food is food is food. But there are some things that are going to be more aligned to our bariatric goals than not. And at the moment, those bars that you love are just not as aligned to what you're trying to accomplish right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because food isn't bad, but we do, you as humans, it doesn't matter if you have had bariatric surgery or not, we use food in ways that it's not intended. Mm-hmm. So like Jason, you realize like, hey, I'm using these Fit Crunch bars or these protein bars. Those are meant to be meal replacements, right? You were not using them as meal replacements. You were using them to curb a sweets craving or to like curb your late night munchies. Like that's not what that food is intended for.
No, because then shits became dessert, and that's bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not aligned to what you want right now. Like, that is the thing, that we have to get away from the food is good and bad, food is horrible, I shouldn't eat that. It's like, you can eat whatever you want, really. But like, at the end of the day, is that going to, you know, affect where you are and where you want to be?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. Well, and you kind of have the evidence that shows that, right? Like your weight has bounced up more than that 10% bounce, and you're trying to figure out what is causing that. So those things just don't align. Wow. Yeah. Good job, friend.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Dang. That's hard work. That's heavy lifting.
Yeah. It's less than pleasant, but I'm figuring a way through it.
Awesome. All right, Miss Nat, how about you?
Yeah. So my goals are really just to stay consistent. I'm really good at like starting a big project and then kind of like sliding off, you know, every week that goes by. And so I have been consistently tracking for about 6 weeks now. I know we're on the Lose It app together. I haven't been like reporting anything just because I'm in and out, because it is a lot of work, Jason. I feel you, because I am also not, I don't eat a lot of prepackaged foods. And so I do have to curate a lot of recipes. But I'm also getting more consistent in the way that I eat those recipes throughout the week, because I'm like, oh, if I go off of what I already have, then I have to re-put everything in. So it's like, I already have this recipe built out. I might as well just eat what I already have prepared, because I really don't want to spend 15 minutes putting in whatever else I'm going to eat into my app. Like, I might as well just do it.
Yep.
Yeah, that's something else that I've legitimately done. Like, you go back to what you got on there because it's easier, and you don't, yeah, you just don't want to deal with it.
Yeah, you know, it's satisfying. So I've been consistently making these like kind of big batch salads that I can pair proteins with. So it's kind of my way of food prepping or meal prepping. I do like a big batch of quinoa salad, or a big batch of like chickpea salad with like a ton of vegetables. I put like cucumbers, tomato, like pretty much everything I like. And you can kind of make whatever flavor profile dressing you like. You can look up salad dressings on Pinterest. And I just throw a bunch of it in a big Tupperware and I keep it in my fridge. And lunchtime, I'll take a, you know, same like half a cup to a cup scoop, eat that with whatever protein I've created that week. And it's working. Like, it's brainless. I don't have to think about it. And I can just like, I have my dinners and my lunches prepared for the week.
Well, and really, it's very flavor flexible too, right? So if you're in the mood for like an Asian style bowl, let's say, right, that's just some seasonings and some sauces and protein. And if you want to go more Mediterranean or more, you know, Mexican, whatever it is, mm-hmm. that base is a really solid base for you to build off of. And then, yeah, you know, you've built that in the app, and then you're saying like, oh, a half a cup serving is these macros, then you're just adding in the protein. I mean, that's pretty easy. That is pretty easy and convenient.
It's so easy. It's like, I never thought I would be a meal prepper, because we all think, and I know Kristen Willard talks about this a lot, on how to like get our brains more into meal prepping. I don't do all the little tiny things pre-packaged and into my fridge. Like, I can't do that because my brain then thinks that I'm stuck in a rut. Like, I panic and I think, oh my God, I'm eating the same thing every day, when I'm still doing the same thing, but it feels more customizable.
That's genius. Well, yeah, because that is so true, Nat, because you literally like read the thought that came across my brain at the same time. Cause I get frustrated with that too. Like, oh yeah, I make all these meals in all these containers, and then I open up my fridge and I'm like, I don't want to eat that. Right. Mm-hmm. But if I would have just pulled out quinoa and avocado and cucumbers and some feta or whatever, and mixed it all in a bowl, and be like, oh, this is delicious. Mm-hmm. Even though it's the exact same thing that I would have put in a little container.
Yep. And I have like, I pre-make like my thing is I have two choices every meal. So I cook two different proteins for the next like 4 to 5 days. Mm-hmm. I have my pre-mix. It's literally like a can of garbanzo beans, cucumbers, tomatoes, onions, whatever else I have in my fridge, sometimes broccoli, you know, whatever you have mm-hmm. and like, throw it into like a big container. And then I pre-make like two different dressings. And that way I can literally just like scoop of this, yep. put my protein on, cover it in my dressing, and I'm good.
Yep.
And that has literally saved me. And it's such a better way to be more consistent than I've ever found. And I don't know, it just like kind of clicked in my head, like, oh, if you just do this, it's not that hard.
Well, and it also may have something to do too with like the mechanics of putting it together on a daily basis, so it doesn't feel like you're eating leftovers all yep. the time, because you're legitimately putting a meal together for yourself, yep. lunch, dinner, all the things. Because I know for me, I'm the same way. Like, I will look at a container full of shit in the refrigerator and just be like, ew. And then I'll go to the freezer, get something out, and legit go through all the steps to prep it and cook it. Like I did that when I got home today. I looked yep. in the fridge, I looked in the freezer, and was like, nope. I went out there and I'm just that quick. I seasoned and marinated chicken thighs and made five burgers and like four chicken. Like I was out there on the grill just, you know, whipping it up right before we logged into here, just because I was like, I don't want to eat anything in those containers. Boo. And it was just easier for me to go out there and cook it that way. And then I fed everybody real quick and then came in here. So, I mean, to me, I'm the same way. Like I have to build it. If it's just throwing something on a plate, I'm like, eh.
It's like a salad bar in our own home, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And right? You make like 1 week I was like, man, I don't really want chickpeas, but like those are good carbs. So like maybe I'll do quinoa this week, or like maybe I'll do white rice, like,
yeah,
you know, or potatoes or like whatever I want my starch to be. I'll prepare it. And then I just put that veggie mix like on top and whatever dressings and proteins. And it's so stupid simple, like, but it also is really, has been very monumental in keeping me consistent.
Then put a period on that sentence. It's not, yeah. it is so simple. It is allowing me to be consistent, which is the whole goal of this, right?
Right. Yeah.
Well, and really like those are three big, huge aha takeaways that I would have never in a million years thought about, right? It's not leftovers. You're making something new. It's like your make at home salad bar, all of those things. And it's choice,
right? And it's choice. Every meal.
Yes.
Still have a choice.
Yes.
Do I want chicken or do I want shrimp?
Yeah.
Do I want Asian dressing or do I want Mediterranean dressing?
Yeah.
I'm still giving myself choices, which I think is what scared me so much out of meal prepping in the traditional way.
I was just going to say, right? Because like my old diet brain, when I'm like, well, I'm going to really watch what I eat. That's like, oh, you're on a diet, right? And restrict and, oh, you can't have and no choice. And yeah, it's a panic. It's a fear. But you're literally eliminating all that. And you're saying, look at all of these choices that I have in like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, and I remember, I don't know, our friend, Christy, K-Fran, she and I had a conversation about meal prep and she basically stumbled upon this, I think something really similar to this, but she was talking about how like, yeah, she likes to pre-prepare some elements, but not all of them. Because then if you're like making your protein fresh every meal, then it feels like it's a fresh meal, not, yeah. You know, not a recycled, you know, leftover meal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Mind blowing.
Especially because I think it's easier right in this moment because it's summertime and I don't necessarily need a hot meal. Like I don't mind cold chicken or cold shrimp
on
cold veggies and stuff. Like I don't mind that in this moment. So I think for me, it also just doesn't feel as, I don't know, as lacking or like not as flavorful because I'm like, oh, this is refreshing. It's light. Cause I do also get tired of like those heavy meals from winter. So I think kind of playing into the season that I'm in has also helped.
Well, and the protein portion of it really makes a lot of sense because there's things that don't reheat well after like day 3 or 4.
Yeah.
So if you're on day 3 or 4 and you're trying to reheat a chicken breast, you might as well be eating a handful of sand or sawdust because it's just dry as a bone.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing will go with steak. So if you like your steak medium or medium rare, by the time you heat it up a few times, you're looking at well done and nobody wants to eat that shit. So it just really kind of depends. So even if you section a little bit of that off, you know, you can do that and throw it in with something and kind of stir fry it around a little bit and it won't be that big of a deal. Like I do, I bought a wok at IKEA and it's been the best thing I have used because I use that shit for legitimately everything. I'll throw a little olive oil in the bottom of that shit and I cook protein. Like, I mean, doesn't matter. I did 6 chicken thighs just last night and tossed it in some Rao's fat-free Alfredo sauce and hooked it up that way and didn't put noodles in it, nothing. And so I just had chicken, I you know, just like having chicken Alfredo just with no noodles.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And it was done in like 10 minutes. Took me longer to cut the chicken than it did to cook the whole meal.
Yeah. Well, and when you're meal prepping this way, like you, again, you're still doing the work. You're still making yourself a meal. You're just eliminating kind of those bigger chunks of time while still offering choice.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
So have you noticed a difference? Like, you know, where have you noticed a difference besides, you know, obviously you're feeling better because you're more consistent about your food choices and eating.
Yeah. I mean, I have also gotten on the scale and I've lost a little bit more weight, which is amazing. Okay. And like, it's not a lot, but it's something. Yeah. And I will take it. Like, it's a step in the right direction. Yeah, I mean, I feel better like physically also because I am just eating whole. I mean, I'm eating so many vegetables, you guys. Like, I chop them up into like the ittiest, bittiest little pieces so that my tummy can handle them. Like broccoli, bell peppers, I will just chop it up into this tiny little, you know, chopped salad or something. So mm-hmm. I'm getting a lot more micronutrients in. I think I'm feeling better overall, but I can also just, I feel better in my body.
Yeah.
Which is also a really huge thing because I really haven't felt good in my body for a couple months now.
Yeah.
But it's also, that kind of leads me into my second component of the consistency, which is the step bet.
Oh, girl! Because
I've already done a power day. Like, what the heck, you know,
you can get up early 3K to start the day. Thank you, Dad.
Literally 3K to start the day. I've been getting up at 5:30 every day this week and getting Hooper. And we've been walking at 5:30 in the morning for 45 minutes. Yeah.
Oh my, well, I mean, Hooper must be happy, but you as a person have seemed a little bit more happy this week, more energy, peppy. More present, more peppy. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think movement definitely helps you feel just better. We know that like that's proven. And in the consistency realm, and Jason touched on this, it's like, I didn't realize that I really wasn't walking that much. I was only getting like 3,000 steps a day because I work a desk job. I do walk every day, but I was not getting the consistent movement that I needed. And so the step bet has really been eye-opening. I mean, I'm exhausted. Like, I have been sleeping the last two nights. Like, as soon as my head hits the pillow, I'm out. Which never happens. I usually have to have sleep aids or something to help me. So I'm excited to instill this habit with the step bet because I'm just hoping that it'll also get my weight loss back into motion as well. But also just like, I feel better. I can tell Hooper feels better. He's tired too, though. It's really funny. He's like, again, okay. And then he's excited again, but he's like, what? Like,
I mean, all of the wisest people, past and present, have said that if you want to dominate your life, if you want to lead the life that you, of your dreams, your ass gets out of bed early. They just do. I mean, like the Stoics of like ancient Greece, modern day thought leaders, right? Everybody says you got to get up early.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's brutal. I mean, that's one of the things that I'm trying to work on this summer. My alarm goes off at 7 and I was doing good for a couple of days. And then it's just like, like today I got up at 8:30. I hit the snooze button 15 times. I heard my Post Malone wake up song 15 times before finally I was like, oh my God, fine, psycho, I'll get up, you know, like, but it's dumb. It's dumb because I know the benefits of just getting out of bed.
Yeah. It's really hard. I mean, it's so hard. If Hooper wasn't so conditioned with my alarm, like he hears my alarm go off twice and he's like, all right. And he's like in my face. It's a blessing and a curse. Like,
oh,
yeah, but he does get me out of bed. And then I get home from my walk and I'm like, oh, I feel so good. I feel like ready to take on the day. Am I tired? I feel like, yes, I think I need to work on incorporating maybe more carbs or something throughout my day to give me that early morning boost. But yeah, I mean, overall, I would say I feel better. Obviously, the world that we're in right now is really difficult, and I still have my days of not feeling great. But yeah, I would say like I'm feeling the benefits of both of those components and doing them consistently. So it's like, if I feel good, why would I stop doing it?
No. Yeah. Wow. Freaking rad, Nat. Dang.
Yeah.
Look at you.
You won't. Not going to lie.
Well, feeling pretty good. Well, my goal this summer was, again, consistency, tracking, understanding, regain. I have been noticing that I've been eating past fullness pretty consistently. So I really wanted to reverse that. And I wanted to establish a morning routine, meditation, like all this kind of stuff. So it's been hit or miss. Here's my tracker. So if you guys are watching this, you can see I've got some empty boxes but I also do have some boxes. The biggest aha that has come for me so far about using this tracker is like today I have not done a single thing that I want to do. I have not read. I have not gotten my steps in for the step bet challenge. You guys know I ripped my freaking big toenail off and
take care of yourself before you do it.
Yeah. I have not put my foot in a shoe yet and I'm terrified about that. So I'm thank God for warm up week because I am not hitting them. So I haven't gotten 9,000 steps in today. I bought a second flipping Peloton bike. I have a bike now at the lake because I want to get in 48 Peloton workouts this summer. I've done one because of my toe. And my freaking husband, he's like, if you buy that bike and you don't ride it and we spend all this money on a second bike, I am going to, and he's like, okay, I know you got the toe thing now. Okay, fine.
You're injured reserve right now. So he can't get you, man.
Move me to the IR, coach. Okay.
Give her a break, Grady.
Move me to the IR. I know, poor Grady. But like water, vitamins, track meals, meditation, and journal reflection. So these are all the things I want to do in one day. And two things that I've noticed is that in the beginning, I was freaking out because I didn't have them all done in the morning. And I was like, wait a minute, this does not need to be done by noon. This is what I wanted to do in a day, not in the morning. And I realized
till bedtime.
Right. And it was kind of like your voice is in the back of my head, Jason. It's like, you don't win the day in the morning, right?
Yes.
And I was like, this is dumb. I'm talking myself out of achieving my goals because I didn't get them done by 8 or 9 or whatever I happened to get up. Right. So I was like, okay, that's ridiculous. So I've really shifted to like, no, you got all day to do this. And there are some nights where I have gotten to the end of it and it's like, I've done nothing. And I look at this list and I go, okay, what from this list can I do tonight? And it's normally take my vitamins if I haven't already done so, right? It's go back and track some meals. I can do that, right? I'm honest with my tracker. I can meditate and I can journal. I can do those things at night. So I just thought, you know what? I need to just like give myself some space and grace there and realize I have many more hours in the day to really get these things done. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing that's been helpful is that, you know, I was really not doing well with my water. And I was looking at that and I was going, okay, so clearly I need to get more water in. So what can I do tomorrow that will help me reach that water goal? So like I'm doing good with reading, you know, with all these other things, but water is really where I'm missing. And I just made an effort to really focus that day on water. And I found that like, you know, I've just been taking very slow, small walks around the block with Stella. I bring my water bottle with me. I'm just carrying it with me. Or I've been setting an alarm or I've been, you know, committing to, nope, I got to drink one of these before I can do whatever it is I want to go do. Mm-hmm. And on those days, I'm getting more water in. So right. And it's just, for me, it's just, I have to check in with this and I have to check in with this multiple times a day. And I have just, it just goes everywhere with me now. Grady was kind of making fun of me the other day and he's like, where's your tracker? And I was like, right here, trucker. Right. Because he's seen me do this before. So I get it. Yeah. But at the same time, it's like, okay, but you know, he brings up a point of it's one thing to make it and be like, I'm going to do this. And then it's another thing to never revisit this again.
Yep.
So I'm checking in with it multiple times a day. I'm seeing where I'm lacking, and I'm making changes, you know, as I go. I'm course correcting. And again, I just, you know, the book that keeps ringing in my head is that the slight edge that's being impactful. The other one that I read this summer, How to Change by Katie Milkman, super impactful. And then the freaking tree I saw on my walk, I just keep saying to myself, be the tree, be the tree. Right. Yeah. When your big toenail falls off in a fiery blaze of glory, like pivot, like figure something else out. Don't throw everything away because, you know, that one thing. Don't throw the whole day away because you didn't do certain things, you know, at a certain time. So,
yeah, I always think of when I try to do, like, in regards to like your water, that's what I'm thinking of. I'm always like, because I was a kid of the 90s and I grew up with games. So I'm like, what can I do that is like killing two birds with one stone? And your walk and your water, that's two birds. Like you're doing both at once. So I think for you, maybe it's like for your water, just be like, oh, can I be sipping my water while I journal? Can I be sipping water while I like, there are little things that we can do both at the same time.
Yes. Yes. Yep. And it doesn't take much, right? It is just a little tweak, and it is being conscious and aware. And yes, you are dedicating brain space to doing that. But you know, what I have really been noticing is that when I get up early and I read and I meditate and I journal and I reflect and I, you know, review like what my day is going to be like, I just feel like I get more done because I'm more aware of what the tasks of the day are, right? So it's almost like when they arrive, I'm not shocked or I'm not like, oh my God, I totally forgot about that. It's like, no, I didn't. I've already seen this. So yeah. And looking for ways for doubling up. I was also thinking too, you know, cause the step at, you know, I got 9,000 steps I got to get a day and that's going to be challenging. Mm-hmm. So that's probably, you know, I'm going to be outside at least an hour walking. And I thought, I wonder if I should get one of those like water backpacks, because that would certainly be a really great way for me to hit some hydration goals while also walking. So, right. Just yeah. Little things, right. Not big tweaks, just little things.
Yeah.
So we got a fresh month ahead of us. We have July, fresh start, fresh beginning. What are you taking into this first part of July, or what are the things that you've really like realized or noticed and that you really want to kind of turn your attention to?
For me, I'm going to ramp up the tracking because I'm now that I know kind of what it takes to do it and I've been consistent enough, I can add more days to it. It's kind of like what we said, once you start something and kind of get better at it, you can add to it. So I'm just going to continue to do that and then start looking for, you know, those subtle changes to start, you know, and the grandbabies are getting ready to head back to Oklahoma here in about a week and a half. So once they are on the road back, then I'm going to start hitting the gym, you know, adding the gym to it as well. That'll be back to my, you know, daily movement routine. So that's going to add that in with the tracking. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to start seeing results pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. That's going to be sad though. When your grandbabies go, that's going to be,
it's going to be tough. It's been, I don't know that they want to go back any more than we want them to go back. They've remarked many times how they're just going to start school here and they don't want to go home and they're just, everybody can just come here. And it's going to be rough, but you know, it's starting, I think next year or maybe year and a half, they can start flying unaccompanied minor. So we can have them here a lot more than we do now. So that's until we can work on their mom to move here. We just do what we can.
Godspeed on that one, my friend. That's a whole nother. Yeah. Well, you got a good plan. Okay. So you're going to wrap up tracking and you're adding in movement. I'm writing this down so we can consult this when we do our next check-in. Miss Nat, what about you?
I think I'm just going to, I have a lot of stuff happening the first like 2 weeks of July. I have my big family reunion around the 4th of July. I literally leave in 2 days to go do that. A lot of driving, sitting, just family, and foods that I'm not normally around. So I think for me, I am making like, if you guys follow Tish at all, she makes a great quinoa salad and I have her recipe and I'm making that to take, to like add proteins or whatever. So I have something to rely on. I have protein snacks, protein bars, things like that. So just staying consistent in that, same with tracking, continuing to track the best I can, because a lot of the food that will be provided at my reunion is also homemade. So I have to kind of do my best in, in tracking, because I don't have all of those recipes banked. Which I think if I go into it with kind of that in my, the back of my mind, maybe that will affect my food choices. If I'm like, well, I can't see everything that's in here, so I have like, how can I track those things? But I'm also going to allow myself some grace and just on certain days, allow myself to enjoy those foods in moderation. Which is something that I, until last year have never been able to do. 4th of July used to be a very big binging holiday for me. So, yeah, just kind of staying consistent to the best that I can, giving myself the space and grace to like enjoy my time and not like focus on food. And then also movement, StepEd, that's Monday is like the start.
It's D-Day.
So, which is actually might help me. I might be able to get a power day out of it, because the 4th of July for us is pretty busy. So I think I can like at least start the step bed off with, some good steps. But, my cousin is going to be there. She was on the podcast a couple episodes ago, Madeline. We already have a plan to walk in the mornings and like keep ourselves accountable with movement. So, I will at least have a buddy for a couple days. Yeah, just keeping consistent, just trying not to let, you know, the holiday and summer, like I have a 11-day vacation, and trying to let myself just like not get into that vacation brain. I know we always talk about like have a life that like you don't have to vacation from. So that's why I've been using June as my prep month to get all of these habits in place, for that, because
I mean, that was kind of one of the whole like genesis concepts for summer study, right? It's like, how do we create a life that we don't feel that we need a vacation from? How do we create these systems, these habits, these routines, these things that we just do that are aligned to our bariatric goals that, that are just normal life for us? And this is how you do it. You try it, you keep trying it, you do these tweaks, you figure out what works, you figure out what doesn't, and then you keep doing what works. That's what it's all about.
I have my Obby collagen, I have my dive bars, my Built bars, I have everything stocked up, ready to go. So hopefully I'm prepped. I have things to rely on.
Well, I don't even think it's not hopefully. You do. You are prepared.
Yes.
You are prepared. I am all of a sudden my brain is just tuning into where people are like all or nothing themselves or like cutting themselves short. And I'm like, nope, you are prepared. You Thank are you. Prepared.
I need to work on that.
I don't know why that's what my brain is hyper-focusing on now, but it is. So
thank you.
I got you.
April, I can always count on April to check me. If you need someone who will humbly and kindly, but also aggressively.
I was like, I don't know about the humbly and kind part, but
no, she does. She does it in the way where you're like, you accept it, but it's also like, she's kind of shoving it down your throat.
You know, it's out of love, but yeah, it comes kind of like a 2x4 wrapped with like heart wrapping paper. Like, she's like, I love you, but what?
It's wrapping paper, no bubble wrap. It just looks pretty. It's going to hurt like hell.
Yeah, no bubble wrap. No, if you're going to take it to the face, just bah.
But yeah, if you need that person in your life, hit up April. That's all I'm saying.
Gotcha. She got you covered.
Call me. Call me. Good Lord.
What about you, April?
I am going to really focus on that morning routine, being consistent with that. I am going to focus on continuing to, right? Yeah. This is my new Bible. This is my new holy tracker. And interacting with that. I still am eating past fullness more often than not. And maybe that's just something that I really need to be diligent about tracking. And I'm absolutely going to try your strategy for meals. And I think I'm actually going to start pre-tracking my day. So I think like the day before, the night before, I'm gonna really lay out like, here's what I'm eating, when I'm gonna eat it, I'm gonna track it, and then just see what happens. Mm-hmm. I'm needing something else, because there are times where I still am finding like I'm stressed or I'm anxious or I'm nervous or I'm mad, whatever it is, and I'm just like, oh, I just am eating all the things and it doesn't feel good, it doesn't feel, you know, healthy, appropriate, none of the things. So. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's so much going on, you know, especially like behind the scenes, there's so much going on behind the scenes. And I'm just feeling like a lot of stress and pressure to get it all done. And that is kicking me into just eating all of the things and trying to numb out that feeling with food. So really spending some intentional time working on that. That's going to be my thing. And yeah. And same time, you know, also just taking time to enjoy it. You know, my parents will be back for a week. We'll be spending a ton of time with them. The 4th of July, the weather's going to be terrible. Like, no shock, but it's like, you know, 60 degrees and raining or 55 and raining. So, you know, it'll be a very subdued, chill, you know, 4th of July, but that's fine. It doesn't have to damper that celebration. But, you know, it also means I don't have to go off the rails and do a bunch of crazy stuff either. So,
yeah.
So that's where I'm at. Well, this has been a great conversation.
It really has.
Yes, I am really excited. I'm leaving with a lot of like, ooh, I would not have known that had we had not had this conversation. So if you're listening or watching, I encourage you guys to reach out and let us know if there was an aha moment from this episode that you're going to take away. Or if you are trying something new with us this summer, if you are staying summer study with us, use that hashtag summer study. We're checking them. We're looking at them. If you're doing the Step Ed Challenge with us, post all of the things that you're doing and learning as you walk. We love seeing that. So many people have joined this challenge. The pot is like $6,600 now. Every time I look, there are more people that have joined.
Yeah, it's insane. And also the chat in the that has just been like so motivating. So I said this a little bit on the stories this morning on Berry Nation, but if you are intimidated at all by this Step Bet challenge, I was too. And after this is the third day, I feel so motivated and encouraged and just like, I feel like I'm a part of a team, even though like we're really betting against ourselves. But like, yeah, the chat is amazing. If you're struggling to get your steps in that day, post about it.
Yes.
We are here to help you and motivate you.
Yep.
It's just been so much fun. Like it's only day three and
I know. The first time I did one, I was like, I don't know what I'm getting myself into. And then you're like, oh my God. Then you realize what it is. It is. Well, and we can use the same strategy, you know, like if you're listening to this the day or the week that it's published, right? Like your opportunity to join this challenge has passed. You can't join anymore. But what it is teaching you is that, right, we can use that accountability. We can use this system to motivate each other. But if you're feeling like you're not going to reach your goal that day and you really want some help, put it out there to the universe, ask for help, go to your Instagram feed, go to Facebook, go to your text, go to the Berry Nation membership community, go wherever you go and just put your struggle out there to the universe and people will respond. Yes. Right. It's how we help each other. It's how we lift each other up. It's how we figure out the answers. Yep. If we don't put it out there, right. We don't know. All right, my friends. Well, Jason, you want to take us out?
Yes, ma'am. Just thank you, everybody, for all the support with the Step Back, with the community, with the everything that we've been doing, because we can't do what we do without you guys. We just appreciate all that. And I'll never stop saying it, because the more we talk about it, the more we think about it. We just appreciate you guys from the top to the bottom. So just remember that at the end of the day, you've got this, we've got you, and we'll see you next time.
Awesome. Bye, friends.
Bye-bye.